This is Artbeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity in the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zenta A-Stars. Most artists pick a medium and then pursue excellence in it. But Anne Mehring calls herself a perennial student of many arts. Every Friday, you'll find her working in copper at a studio at the Kalamazoo Arts Institute. On another day, she may be working in a studio in Mattawan, creating glass objects. Or she may stay home and weave on a loom.
When I'm joking around with someone, I'll say I like soft and fluffy things, and I like hard and shiny things. So that's the weaving and the metalwork and the glasswork. And those are the three art forms that I participate in. But I think it goes back to when I was a kid. My parents enrolled me in art classes at the Cleveland Institute of Art, and I did that for a while.
You grew up in Ohio.
I grew up in Cleveland, yes, Cleveland Heights. And so I was exposed to the visual arts, to theater, to dance, music. Every once in a while, if I was especially good, they would take me. I remember sitting at the opera, 6 years old, too small for the seats, with my legs curled up underneath me and watching the scenery. Because it was Aida, so it was very, very bright, colorful, people moving around. I didn't really understand the story, of course, until I was older. We spent summers attending events at Kane Park, which is outdoor theater, and then the art classes. So it was a childhood that was full of exposure, and I think that's is something that has stayed with me, that I have an interest in a wide variety of things, and I get around to thinking of something, and then I don't know how to do it. So I have artist mentors that I go to, and I say, help me with this. And sometimes they'll look at me and they'll say, well, you can't possibly do that. It's like you're beginning. You're a student. You don't have the skills to do it. And then that's a challenge. And I go and I say, well, okay, let me figure this out. And sometimes it's a tremendous stretching of my brain to be able to figure out, because I can envision what I want, how I want to get there. The stepwise process is another thing entirely. And so I'm not real productive because it takes me a long time to think and to cogitate and to find the teaching and the mentoring that I need in the various aspects of whatever it is that I'm doing. So that I have a project now that I'm putting a nightlight into the wall between the bathroom and the closet in my home. And when I started with it, I talked to the builder about, well, put me a plug here because I want a nightlight. And he said, well, why don't you put it in the wall instead of on the wall? And that made me drop back, and I had to think, well, how can I do that?
That's an interesting idea, like recessed?
Yes.
Oh.
So what it is it's a hole in the wall that's framed, and it's lined on the inside with a strip of LED lights. So the piece is glass. It will be mounted so that the light shines through the glass. The glass is fused and colored and holes ground into it so that the light will reflect on the edges of the holes as well. The theme is bubbles, so it's small holes.
Yeah.
Getting larger and larger as they rise to the top of the piece.
This sounds so neat.
It will be fun.
Wow.
I can't wait to see it. I've got all the three pieces of glass now, and I'm just waiting until a quiet moment when I can fiddle with it.
This is Artbeat on WMUK. I'm Zenta A-Stars. Mehring recalls a lifelong lesson.
I had a teacher, I was thinking about her, civics teacher, who was unremarkable, except to me anyhow, except for the one statement that she made that has stayed with me all my life, and that is, not for school, but for life we learn. And that's why I think that it's so important for children to be exposed, because with exposure comes comfort. And I think of the Carnegie Center for the Arts in Three Rivers, and they have a day where they bring every fourth grader in the entire county through that organization.
Yeah.
And like the KIA, they have an area show for school children that brings the kids and the families into the organization so that there's a comfort and familiarity, and then they come back for classes. And I think that's so important to be able to know where it is that you're going, because you're more apt to go if you're comfortable with it. If you've been in the environment before, if it's something new, it's a little scary. But if you've been there, and as children with your parents, then it makes it easier. That was my
comfort,
experience.
Familiarity, you know, being. I remember my folks taking me to the community concerts we used to have way back when, and I was such a small child. And at first, it was kind of boring. I'd sit there with my sister, you know, elbowing her and playing tic-tac-toe. But somehow it gets into your blood over time. So you're absolutely right.
And we both have similar experiences then as exposure as children. And then we went through a period of time when the arts in all forms were removed from the schools. And in our area, we're very careful to keep them there, which I think is wonderful.
I was going to ask you about that, the value of art education, which so often in so many schools across the country gets ignored or cut first when there's a budgetary problem.
Well, I think here we have dedicated huge resources to that very question, and we do have arts experiences and teaching for children. We have a whole foundation locally, the Irving S. Gilmore Foundation, that dedicates its resources from Irving S. Gilmore to the arts. And they deal with Kalamazoo County and out and beyond. And it's responsible for our wonderful music that we have, the Gilmore Keyboard Festival. They support the theater. They support dance, the program that I mentioned before, Education for the Arts, which brings all six arts disciplines into the schools. These are just fabulous resources that we have in this area.
And with the copper, is that often jewelry pieces or bracelets, things like that? Or what do you do with copper?
A little bit. I enjoy fold forming, which is taking thin sheets of copper and folding them in a pattern. So I've done this since the 80s when my kids were adolescents and frustrating me. I found it was better to beat on metal than to beat on kids. So that's how I started that. So I've been doing it off and on ever since then. I like working in copper because it's soft and it's forgiving. If I make a mistake, I can get another piece of it fairly inexpensively. So I do the fold forming, I do bracelets, I do shapes. I'm working on a set of three small copper boxes now that I've been working on, as I said, for a long time, so they need to be finished up. And I'll do a long, narrow, rectangular piece in repoussé and pierced work for the front hall, the entry, as you come in. So I always have something on the back burner while I'm finishing something up.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Anne Mehring, an artist in glass, copper, and fabric. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.